This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
On Tuesday, voters will choose Wisconsin's next state superintendent. Former Brown Deer Superintendent Deb Kerr and Pecatonica Superintendent Jill Underley are both running to fill the seat that's without an incumbent for the first time in more than 10 years. In our first of two profiles, Madeline Fox has this look at Jill Underley, the candidate backed by Democratic groups.
Like so many things over the past year, the pandemic has disrupted the politics around education, especially when it comes to virtual versus in-person learning. That's a big issue for the state superintendent candidates who face off April 6th. Deborah Kerr has been adamant that all schools should reopen as soon as possible. Her opponent, Jill Underley, has been more cautious, saying the situation may look a little different in each school district. Kerr and Underley have also taken different stances on the hot-button Wisconsin education battle that long precedes the pandemic, voucher programs for private schools. While her opponent is running as an advocate for school choice, Underley wants to freeze enrollment in the voucher program.
I'm not going to take away a voucher from a kid who currently has one. That would be incredibly disruptive. I do want to look at advocating freezing enrollment, though. I don't want the program to grow anymore because it is so expensive, and those public dollars need to stay in our public schools.
Underley has been criticized for opposing private school vouchers while sending her own kids to a private Catholic school in Madison for pre-kindergarten when she was working at the Department of Public Instruction years ago.
I wanted our kids in full-day 4K and 5K. You know, when I was a working mom and my husband works also, and we needed the after school care piece. But that's a big reason why I'm running on this platform. I think all families deserve that. Our public school didn't have that option.
When she left DPI to head Pecatonica's district, Underley expanded pre-K and childcare options to include a full-day program there. More comprehensive early childhood education is a major part of her platform, which is centered around equity for all students.
When you look at just the differences in facilities, you look at the differences in teacher salaries, you look at the differences in poverty, we know that investing in kids on the front end sets them up for a lifetime of success.
Coming out of the pandemic in particular, Underley says she'd focus on internet access and affordability, social emotional well-being for students and teachers, and how to use virtual learning for students that work better outside a physical classroom or when they can set their own pace. But the state superintendent job doesn't come with a lot of room to implement ambitious new policies, says Carroll University political scientist Lily Gorin.
The governor has particular issues that he wants to pursue in public instruction. So do members of the opposite party in the legislature. And all of those come to constrain and impact the capacity of the person who gets elected to that office.
Wisconsin also has strong local control that lets school districts call a lot of their own shots, hemming the top education official in from below. The job is mostly setting a tone, building coalitions to advance policy priorities and lobby for budget allocations, and dealing with all the bureaucracy of implementing and enforcing state and federal policies. Jill Gaskell, a member of the Pecatonica School Board who's worked with Underley for 7 years, says Underley has a talent for getting a lot of people on board with creative solutions to district problems.
She's just really good that way. I have seen the passion that she works with and her abilities. And I had no doubt that she is just going to shine.
Underley was endorsed by the state's largest teachers union, as well as many Wisconsin Democratic lawmakers. Her opponent, Deborah Kerr, has called her beholden to the union in debates and says voters should look for someone who can work with both Republicans and Democrats.
I have worked with legislators from both sides of the aisle at the state capitol and in Washington, D.C. at Capitol Hill. And so I think these experiences, these relationships are going to be critical moving forward.
The race has attracted hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign spending, primarily from liberal groups, which have backed Underley. They've outspent a pro-voucher group that's opposed Underley at a rate of 13-1. Other odds favor Underley as well. Candidates backed by liberal groups have tended to win the state superintendent seat. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.